Mountaineering has traditionally been thought of as a white male-dominated activity here in the United States. Even as the demographics of the United States are changing, diversity in the outdoors continues to be an issue. One filmmaker is aiming to shine a light on a group of 9 African-American mountaineers who scaled America's highest peak in his documentary, An American Ascent. The documentary is having its Portland premiere this Sunday at the Hollywood Theater. To learn more about this unique expedition, KBOO spoke with the film's director, Andy Adkins.
So tell me about your film, American Ascent. For our listeners who don't know anything about your film, what is it about?
It's a documentary about the first ever all-black team of mountain climbers to attempt a big summit. Like, in this case, it was Denali, the mountain formerly known as McKinley, for you out there who know the history of the mountain. And it was the first time that a group like this had come together, and it was for the purpose of bringing attention to the fact that there's not a lot of diversity in outdoor sports right now, but also to attention to the stories of people of color who are out there doing this, because it's not as if there's no people of color in the mountains. It's just that they're pretty underrepresented. And so that was the point of the project. The project was called Expedition Denali, and it was a project of the National Outdoor Leadership School. And that was what we filmed. That was the expedition that we filmed a few years back.
This group of 9 climbers the mountaineers that went up to Denali, did they already know each other? How did they come together as a group?
Well, Knowles brought them together. They had all taken Knowles courses, so they're alumni of Knowles. And they had known each other from some team building stuff that Knowles had brought them to over the, I want to say, maybe 6 to 12 months prior to the expedition. They had done another climb like the summer before. They did a climb of Mount Baker up in Washington, and a few other team building events where they all got together. Some of them knew each other from previous lives or from Knowles courses, but a lot of them didn't. There was 9 of them, and they didn't all. It wasn't as if they were a big tight group to begin with, but they did obviously get to know each other pretty well through the course of this whole expedition and the sort of the pre and post events.
So what has been the response to your film?
It's been amazing. I mean, I have to say we've been super, super happy with how it's been received. It played at a White House event last summer. That was a pretty critical moment that we were super proud of. It's played at a lot of African-American film festivals around the country and won quite a few awards. And at this point, you know, thousands of people have seen it. And we really feel like it's reaching the audience that we intended it to reach, which is like mostly kids of color in cities that don't usually get exposed to this type of story. And so, the response has been great. I mean, I have to say it's in a way we couldn't be happier with how well it's been received. I've attended a lot of the screenings, and the feedback afterwards and the discussions afterwards are just great. And it's for the most part exactly where we wanted it to go.
And have you gotten much feedback from other people of color who are in the outdoor industry? Is exciting for them to see some representation finally on in the media?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, again, it's just been phenomenal, the response, and particularly from people of color, communities of color. I think in a weird way, it's actually done a lot better there than like in the outdoor adventure community, which, again, predominantly white. And that surprised us a little bit, but it does make sense in a way. Like, it's a mountain climbing movie, but there's lots of mountain climbing movies, right? And so it's in sort of competing with other films that come out every year about climbing big mountains. But there's not much out there right now about African Americans or people of color taking on these mountains. And so I guess it's no real big surprise that it's really resonated in those communities mostly, but it definitely has been a little lopsided. I guess we weren't expecting it to be quite so lopsided, like a ton of excitement in communities of color, not so much in the sort of general mountaineering community, I would say, but, you know, still definitely people are into it. And I think almost everybody that we've talked to appreciates and values the kind of movement to diversify the outdoors.
So we're on radio, so our listeners can't see you. So
right.
I can put it out there and just say that you are a white man.
Yes, I am not a person of color.
And so why did you personally find this to be a compelling project to be part of? Why did you find it important to tell this story?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And we, you know, this is something that we had to sort of come to terms with right away is like, are we the best people to tell this story? It's because George Potter, the other guy's Australian, white Australian. And you know, so, it's like I think the best person to tell the story is often the person who's kind of right there and closest to it, and that was us at the time. However, you know, we both spent a lot of times outdoors, and I was living in Bozeman, Montana at the time. He's still there. That's where this film began. And, you know, we were skiers, snowboarders, outdoor enthusiasts. I grew up hiking, going camping with my parents in the Northwest here, and it was kind of one of those things that we just – after talking with the climbers, it's like it's something you kind of always knew was there. Like you're outdoors, you're hiking in the Cascades or whatever. And yeah, it's a very white, at least back when I was a kid, and it's gotten a little bit more diverse. But back then it was extremely white. And I guess coming to terms with that, like really quickly when we met all these climbers and having that, it was almost like an aha moment. Like, oh yeah, this is an issue I've always kind of known was there, but, it really kind of came into stark relief right at that moment. And I thought, yeah, I kind of get it. Like, I don't get it as in I have experienced anything like this, but you know, I understand why this is important and it really needs to be told. And I think there's also something to be said here for the changing demographics of the country as we shift to a minority-majority nation. We can't have the same demographics enjoying the outdoors, or we can't have the same proportion of demographics enjoying the outdoors into the future and still expect the outdoors to be a place that the majority of Americans value and want to protect and want to fight for. So that's part of it, too. I always sort of saw the mission of this as sort of threefold. Like, getting people of color outdoors is good for lots of reasons for those communities and those people. Like, it's healthy, as you know. It's for your mental health, your physical health, to get outdoors. So it's good for those people in those communities. It's good for the protection of the environment, because if you're not out there experiencing it, you're not gonna appreciate it, you're not going to love it, and you're not going to want to protect it. And then the third thing is it's pretty good for industry. Like, it's good for, when I say industry, I mean the outdoor industry, which is actually a pretty big industry in this country, between all the clothing and apparel and gear out there. That was kind of sort of the third, like, probably less important, but the third element of this that that kind of resonated.
I know you can't possibly speak for all nine of the mountaineers mm-hmm. that were in this film, but just real quick, because I know we're running out of time here, what has been their response to seeing how many people have viewed this and just seeing themselves there on the screen? Was that a powerful thing for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a couple climbers in the film that at the time were just like barely in their 20s. So there was some pretty young kids up on the mountain with us, and it was amazing to watch them sort of see themselves in this story that maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they never would have imagined that they would be on this mountain and then subsequently in this film. That's been really cool. The other thing I was going to say is that it's been really neat to have the film become sort of a vehicle to extend the mission of Expedition Denali, because it's still going on, but it's mostly ran its course after the climb. For about a year, they were touring around and giving talks and stuff. But the film has really kept going, and it's still being played all over the country. And it's really cool to have that continue. And, you know, we'll have climbers come and give guest appearances. We're actually going to have on Sunday the screening at the Holly. We're going to have Adina Scott, who was on the expedition with us. She's going to be there.
Well, actually, you just beat me to that. Yeah, so because we didn't talk about that yet. The reason I'm talking to you is on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, your film is premiering here in Portland at the Hollywood Theater at 7 p.m. And there's still tickets available?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's it's the Portland premiere. I'm going to be there with another one of the Expedition cinematographers, Hudson Henry, who's also based in Portland. And we're going to have Adina Scott who's one of the 9 climbers on the team with us. We're going to be sort of doing just a Q&A, a little discussion afterwards. Yeah, there's definitely tickets still available. You can get them at the Hollywood Theater website. You can get them at the box office. You can check out our website, AmericanAscent.com, and sort of find your way to get tickets there. So, yeah, definitely love to see all of you out there on Sunday. It's going to be great.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time here. So thank you very much, Annie Adkins, for joining me. That was Annie Adkins, director and producer of the documentary film An American Ascent, which is having its Portland premiere this Sunday, August 7th at 7 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater. So to learn more, go to Go to www.anamericanascent.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at An American Ascent. For the KBOO News, I'm Jenny Yokoyama. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks.